This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. President Biden is proposing a limit on how fast rents can increase at buildings owned by many landlords. The limit is set at no more than 5% a year. Governor Polis opposes the idea, saying it would discourage the construction of new housing and make it more expensive. It looks unlikely that Biden's rent-limiting plan would pass Congress. Around 40 people learned about veteran benefits at a town hall hosted yesterday by Democratic U.S. Representative Brittany Pedersen in Lakewood. Here's CPR's Benta Berkland.
Pedersen hosted the event with Representative Mark Takano, the ranking member of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. Pedersen says while there are efforts to improve services, it's important for people to know what they can actually access.
We don't do the outreach to support people and connecting them to the information and then ultimately, you know, making sure that they have the support that they need. That is absolutely the case when it comes to veterans benefits. So many people don't even know that they qualify, or they just don't even know where to begin.
Pedersen is back in Colorado for the August recess. She says she doesn't expect the House to get much done before the upcoming election, but Congress will have to vote on continued government spending. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
In southern Colorado, a grocery store chain plans to install computerized vending machines to sell gun ammo, KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Legree's Food Store says Texas-based American Rounds will own and operate the automated ammunition dispensers. The kiosks use AI technology, card scanners, and facial recognition to verify the buyer's identity and age. Purchasers will need to be at least 21 years old. Legree's has stores in Buena Vista, Poncha Springs, and Pueblo County. Similar machines are already in use in Alabama, Oklahoma, and Texas. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
And this is CPR News and KRCC.